Hello?
Hey, Debbie, it's Kyle over here with Cardiff. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. You guys staying pretty busy over there at the beginning of your week here today?
Well, we've been very busy.
Very busy.
Very
That's
busy.
Never too bad of a problem to have, right?
That's true.
Okay.
Very true.
Yeah, so I just saw your email here, and I saw you couldn't open the attachments on the email I sent.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, those were basically just the applications that I attached there just for your convenience in case anything had popped up. Were you by chance looking at bringing on some new equipment over there?
No, I have my question. Hold on, let me see if they can catch up, I guess. My question is, I have a cash advance now.
Okay.
And I want it for longer term.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, and...
And I don't know, what's your longest term?
You're looking for cash advance, so usually around 2 to 3 years, longest.
Okay.
How long was the one you currently had for?
It is just for 8 months.
8 months? And, how much was the original loan for?
What I owe on it is $243,000.
$243,000? Okay. And so was that a $250,000 loan, or was it more than that?
No, what it was, if you honestly know, I've only had it for a month. So
okay.
It was a $200,000 loan with a payback of 84.
Oh, okay.
But I was in a bind to get it, and I need to get out of this bind.
Okay, definitely. Well, we can, of course, help you out there. Were you looking to bring on additional capital on top of that, or just basically try to refinance and get yourself out of that there?
I would like to bring on... I don't know if they'd lend me anymore. If they lent me $50,000 on top of that, that would be great. I don't know that they would. I don't, and some of them tell me I have to.
Okay.
So that's the question. Okay.
That's the question. Okay.
But if we could do it for a 2 or 3 year note, I could pay that back very easily.
Okay. So basically you're looking for a little bit longer than and spread out the payments a little more. If you don't mind me asking, how much or what do the payment plan look like? Are you guys doing a daily thing then? Or?
We're doing the daily.
Daily. And what's your payments per day?
$1,775.
Okay.
And that's too high. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, that is a pretty big chunk of cash right there coming out each day. And who is that through?
It is through, I have two different names on it, and I apologize.
Oh, no, you're fine.
This one, it's Capacity Funding.
Cassidy Funding?
Capacity. C-A-C.
Oh, okay, Capacity.
Yes.
Gotcha. Capacity Funding. Alrighty. Yeah, so if you could get about $50,000 additional to that would help you out a bunch.
Yeah, but I need somebody to really go to bat for me, because...
No, of course.
I can pay back easily. So that's my question to you.
That,
you know,
okay. Yeah, of course.
My $600.
Okay.
I've had some tax liens, but I've got them all where we make payments on them. I've got them under contract, so we're fine.
Okay. Another question real quick before I go any further. Do you have any other loans out right now besides the tax? Okay, so just that one through Capacity and then the tax stuff you're working on, then, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, just to give you an idea here of what we might be able to work out here, our working capital program is really what sounds like it's going to do the best here. What were your, just to get a better idea, what were your gross annual sales last year?
Almost 1.5. It was 1.48.
Okay, so almost 1.4. Okay, perfect. So, that shouldn't be a problem there, because the way the working capital program works here is we base it off of your sales, not too much on credit, more along sales. So if we're looking at your annual sales and we see that you have cash coming in and out, we assume that you can cash flow the note that way, so it's not too big of a deal what your credit looks like. Although, of course, credit is still part of the process because we have to, you know, of course, check it, check on what kind of liens you have or anything along those lines, but, you know, it sounds like you have everything squared away there. It's a really simple process, and I am definitely willing to go to bat for you here. It does sound like you could get that all paid out, and if you get a little lower payment over a longer term there. What'd you originally pull the money out for, if you don't mind me asking?
What I really got into, and I've found that there are places that will deal with me, but on a lower loan deal, on lower interest. I have got hooked into these loans where about the time I need to, I'm almost paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Then they tell me no. I go back where I only need like $10,000-$20,000. Then they tell me no, you have to wait another week or two. Then they want to give me a bigger loan, and then I pay that down. And it just seems like it's never ending.
Okay.
And I've got into higher and higher interest is what I've done.
Okay, and that's all through capacity you've done this?
No, I've done it. I got capacity where they got me into one.
Okay.
And it just seems like my slow time is when I need a little help. And I would love it where I could work with somebody if I needed it, then we can only do X number of dollars and add it to the note. And I don't know if we can do that or not.
Yeah,
it makes life easier.
Of course, and I, from the sound of it, I haven't really dealt with this kind of thing too much myself here. I have a couple of customers that's similar to where they come back over and over, so we give them one amount, and basically when they're all up, they come back and we can deposit another amount into their account, another 50K or so, just to get them going through slow times just like that, because we know you're a responsible business owner, so... of course, there's ups and downs throughout the year, so if you need to, you know, basically use some money to pay for some payroll or get you through those slower times, that's perfectly fine there, because we do understand there's highs and lows like everybody else. But to get you an idea, it won't take too much paperwork here. It's a really simple process.
Okay.
I just need you to fill out a one-page application for the so I can run your credit there.
Can you try send it to me?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. My question is this a hard pull or not a hard pull?
Nope, soft pull.
Has somebody done a hard pull?
Nope,
okay.
Just a soft pull.
Yeah.
We pull just from
my
experience.
My credit score is like 600, and I will take away. My credit score is so low, and I'm doing a modification on my house.
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing I have bad.
Okay. What are you going to do in the house?
Huh?
What are you guys doing in the house?
I just want a lower payment on my house.
That's what you mean. Gotcha. Oh, I thought you meant like doing some modifications around, like, you know,
no.
Around there.
If the contract, and they're supposed to be doing it, and they tell me to make this payment, and then it goes crazy.
Of course.
So, and that's on my personal, and I've kept my business up good, and I've let my personal slide a little bit when I've had harder times. So that's why you're going to see a lower credit score.
Well, that's perfectly fine. And the cool thing, though, is this will go on your business, too. So that will, if your business is good, like you mentioned, you know, that will only boost that. We only run do a soft pull on your personal just so we can check, like you said, to see if there's any liens against you that were unsettled or anything along those lines. But yes, I can definitely shoot this over to you, the short list that we'll need. Like I was saying, it would just be your tax return. Do you have one from 2015 yet?
No, they're just not getting ready to do it. They're working on it right now to finish it up.
Okay, do you have 2014s?
I do.
Okay, that we could work off that. Perfect, because you got an extension on 2015 then?
Yes, I do.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah, we can get started with the 2014, and then aside from the application and that, we just need 6 months of your most recent bank statements just so we can see how much money is actually coming in and out and to get a better idea of the health of your business since it is based off sales. So other than that, well, that's all we need to get started. If you get that into me, or whenever you get that into me, I can have you hard numbers the next day. And I know it's kind of an expensive daily payment there, so I'm assuming you kind of want to get a good jump on this, right?
I do.
Okay, so I will put together that email right now. It'll have that list and everything. Once you get that back to me, I put together the file. It takes me about 15 minutes there, and then I submit it to underwriting. Underwriting takes a look at it, and we'll be able to consider everything. And also, if it's not too much, it did slip my mind. I will need to see at least the first page of your loan contract for capacity, just so we can try to see what we need to do there. And be able to look at how much you owe and how much it was for and all that, just for my underwriting department.
Okay, you need the first probably 3 pages. Because you're not going to get much off the first pages. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, if you can...
Here's the one you need. Hold on. I'll make a copy of it right now.
Okay, great.
Yes, and...
So, you guys have been pretty busy over there this summer?
We have been.
Yeah, that's good. You guys, have you done any expanding, or are you kind of just leveling off, or what? How's that been going for you?
No, we stay pretty busy all the time.
Really? That's good to hear. What season do you think would be your busiest, would you say, over there?
Summer.
Summer? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I work couple handful of clients here that I deal with that are kind of in the repairing body shop and whatnot, and they seem to be spring and summertime are busy for them mostly. Busier, I should say.
But we stay steady all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, be able to, you know, not have to worry about dropping too low and whatnot. I can see the benefit in that for sure. Okay. And I did want to ask, while I had you here, I know you dealt with capacity and all, have you looked anywhere else to try to get this refinanced?
I do. I have one. Let's close my door for a minute, if you can just wait.
Yeah, no worries.
No problem. I'm trying On Deck.
Okay. Okay, definitely. We actually work really closely with them as well. We do a lot with their unsecured funding here. So, okay, what's a good email for you here?
It's charlie4444@aol.com. Now, if I send it in to them, do I need to send it in to you?
Yeah, because we are two different places. We just they're a bank that we sometimes do business with. If it needs to be, they reach out to us. So what all did they ask you to send over?
Just the bank statements.
Just the bank statements. They didn't need to take a look at the tax return there?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Cool. Well, yeah. How long did you hear anything back from them?
You're a direct lender, right?
Yes.
No. Okay, now they told me they were a direct lender. So if they outsource to you, they're not a direct lender, correct?
Well,
maybe more of a broker?
No, they don't outsource to us. Like, if they refer people to us, basically, to do more unsecured lines and that sort of thing. And
okay.
Yeah, so we're by no means a broker. What was that?
I said I didn't hear of you until you sent me the email.
Okay, yeah, we've been around for almost 15 years now. We have business owners we do business with throughout the country. We're actually over here in San Diego, California. And so we have quite a few different, I'd say probably 200, 250 business owners we work with over there in New Mexico over here that we have accounts with.
Yeah, I have a question. Do you want my balance sheet or my income statement as far as last year?
I
have them.
Yeah, you can include those too. That'll work. That'll only make it better for you. So, of course. Yeah, I'll shoot that over to you right now. The list of stuff.
Why don't you do it real quick? And
okay.
I'll do it right now.
Awesome. I will do that, of course. So, coming. So, Charlie's 4444@aol.com.
Does this go directly to you?
Yep. If you just send it back into my email, it'll come straight to me.
No, if I fax it.
If you fax it, it'll go to my funding department. But if you put attention to Kyle, they'll send it straight to me. Yes. Okay, so I'm sending it right now, and the only thing that's not included, that part of the list, is just your that the front page of your contract through Capacity.
I'm faxing that over to you.
Oh, right now? Okay, gotcha. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm gonna go ahead and point 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm gonna send you 7 pages.
7 pages? Okay, and those are the tax return, the application, and
the tax return. I'm gonna send that to you through email.
Oh, through email. Okay. So what all pages are you faxing then right now?
I'm faxing the capacity contract.
Okay.
My balance sheet and everything. And so you have everything.
All right.
And it shows a list of tools and stuff I have on top of everything else, if you want to take a look at that.
Okay.
Okay.
Definitely.
I'm sending that over.
Did you receive the email I just sent?
Now let's see if I can open it.
Were you able to pop open those applications this time?
How come I can't? Let me try Microsoft Office.
And I'll send you another one right now, too, just of a blank application to see if that goes through. Sometimes we have trouble with that.
It does not want to open for me, and I don't know why.
All right.
You don't have Adobe, but usually Microsoft Word will open up everything. Let's see if it goes.
Yeah. And I actually just...
No, it didn't.
Okay, well, check this one real quick. I just attached it from my straight Gmail account to see if that one worked for you.
Okay. Copy this. Go here.
Did that one seem to work?
I'm fixing two. Hold on.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
your bank statements. Hold on. You should have bank statements already from me.
Alrighty. Let me see here.
There we go.
It worked that time?
Yes, it did. Now.
Awesome. Awesome, and yep, I got your bank statements. So that should be good there.
Now, just see here.
Awesome, so I can start doing that right now, and then we all have everything in by the end of the day today, so I should, because my underwriting department stays a little bit longer than we do, so they will actually be able to get everything going tonight, and by the time I get back in the morning, I'm being pretty hopeful, but I should be able to give you a call by afternoon at the latest and have you some numbers to work with and sit you down and see if we can get you all settled in and some lower payments and a better term for you.
Yeah, hold on just a second. Let me see what I did here. What did it? Right here. And... Hey, you got my tax returns.
Awesome. I just got those two.
And then my fax 30 went through.
Awesome. All I will have to do now is go check out to get that fax. I'm sure they'll send it over right now. Did you by chance put attention Kyle on that?
I did. 7 pages.
Awesome.
So you know what you're getting.
Awesome. I will definitely get that right now. I got your tax stuff here, it looks like. 2014. Perfect. I will get all this together right now, and I will give you a call as soon as I receive those faxes, just to let you know I got them.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Of course, Debbie. I will give you a call on shortly.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.